something stupid like I love you.
There you go. Frank and Nancy for you. Old Blue Eyes. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. On this Friday at the Omni Nashville Hotel, we bring in our favorite forever Titans wide receiver, Chris Sanders, who is online with us. Chris, what's up? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. A little sad day. You know, one of my coaches that I used to coach with resigned, so it's been kind of a little gloomy here today. And, you know, I've been sitting there proctoring an exam, just kind of like just reminiscing of, you know, being in the coaching staff with Coach Uvarite.
Well, I had texted you and you just answered my question. So yeah, Coach Marty Uvarite, NBA's head coach, resigned yesterday after 14 seasons, a state title, six runner-up finishes, which is crazy.
Seven.
Yeah, I know you were with him, through that whole time, and I know he meant a lot to you.
He did. Here's what I love about him is we always talk about coaches being great by wins, but I love how he builds. I mean, we always talk about guys screaming and yelling at each other, and just that's great. But when you're building men and you're challenging men, not to just be great on the football field, but be great off the field, that's what I love about him. And I've been coaching with him about 16, 17 years, and I just watch. This is what I love about Coach Uvarite. I watch how he handles adversity. Everybody's good when it's going great. But how do you handle adversity? And I remember we was in the meeting room one time, and we were—I think it was last year—we started 0-4, and he sat there and with tears in his eyes, and he stood up. He said, "Guess what, guys? Instead of me pouting, instead of me getting upset, let's go fight and try to turn this whole thing around." And we almost made it to the state again last year.
Yeah, for sure.
Was this a shock, Chris? Did he? It is to me.
It is a big shock, you know. I mean, because I know how much he loves football. But I just think that when you've coached for 30-some years, sometimes you need to just get away and just get some rest. I mean, he's got a lot on his table. I mean, he's got a beautiful wife. He's got beautiful grandchildren. You know, he lost his father last year. So it's a lot of things that are going on. And I want people to understand that, you know, we as coaches, we carry a lot. I mean, we carry a lot. And, you know, it's not just football. We got families. We got, you know, people that we care about. And, I mean, it's just a lot. So it's a little sad day, but, you know, we're going to pick up the slack for him.
What made him, you know, we talked about, you've played with, you know, head coaches, you've coached with other head coaches. What makes a head coach off the field, do you think, special? Not what he is on the field, but off the field.
Yep. The relationship. I say this quote all the time. Rules without relationship equals rebellion, but rules with relationship equals a legacy. It's all about relationship. I mean, and we look back, we say that because it's so cliche-ish, but I watch how he builds relationship, not just with the coaches, but just with the players. I remember, you know, the first time he came on staff, he sat everybody in the room. He said this. He said, if we don't have it right in the room about loving each other unconditionally, then how we expect them to do the same thing? So when you have a guy like Marty Uvarite, you know, he taught me so much just how to lead. You know, because, you know, we wonder like, oh, I want to be a leader, this and that, but we never see what a leader looks like. And Marty Uvarite is one of the best leaders I've ever seen. And I'm not just saying it because he retired, but he's just a great man overall.
Well, I hate that for the kids, but if you need to step away, you need to step away. Get that. All right, Chris, the Bengals rolling here on Sunday. Jamar Chase, I mean, you just look at him. You can triple team this guy. He's getting open. Why is he so good?
Man, he's a technician. I mean, when I say technician, he understands how to run routes, and I'm going to take you from 0 to 100. The first thing you have to do as a receiver, you got to understand what the coverage is. Number two, you got to understand how to win at the line of scrimmage. And some of the things that he does at the line of scrimmage, he gets them off the spot. When I say gets the DB off the spot, he makes it open up his hips. And after he opens up his hips, then he understands how to stack him. When I say stacking, that means get on your line. And then the stuff that he does at the top of the routes. When I say lie with his eyes, all those things, burst off the cut, chest over your knees, beat me to the sidelines. All those things are to perfection. I know that's a lot. You're like, what the heck does that mean? The reason why I'm sharing that is because it's not that he's a burner, not that he runs a 4-2, not that he runs a 4-1, but what he does running routes. Because if you look at the Jerry Rices and, you know, the Steve Smiths, the reason why they get open is because they understand how to run routes. That's exactly what Jamar Chase is. He is a specialist in running routes.
Chris Sanders is with us here on the program. You want to hear something funny?
Yes.
Chris? Okay, people, you know, you've heard of this Derrick Henry guy, right? You know, you're familiar with him.
Oh, he's a dog.
Yeah, he is a dog. Well, people keep complaining that, you know, he's not here anymore and that the Titans let him go and they shouldn't have let him go. And so they get this guy named Tony Pollard to come in, right? He went to Memphis and played with the Dallas Cowboys. 213 carries, 937 yards, four touchdowns, averaging 4.4 yards per carry. I know that's not Derrick Henry numbers, but that's not bad. The run game's been pretty good with Tony Pollard.
That's been the bright spot of this offense. I mean, Tony Pollard. I mean, when he came in, everybody had the expectation, you know, because we just had Derrick Henry, you know, with the Tennessee Titans, and he got 2,000 yards, which is outstanding. But if you look at the positive of this Tennessee Titans team, it's been Tony Pollard. I think there's only maybe one or two games where he didn't, you know, he didn't do well. But the other ones, he's been explosive. He's been making big plays. He's kept the team in the game. And, you know, even though he doesn't have the shiny numbers like a Saquon Barkley or some other guys, he's still a bright spot to this offense. I love how he runs the outside zone, the inside zone, all those things that he runs. He's just good at what he does. He might not splash you with the 70, 80-yard runs, but he's going to get those 5, 6, 7, and get 100 yards every game.
Yeah, and I feel like that he opened – he, you know, the thing with Derrick Henry was he opened up play action, all that. Tony Pollard's doing the same thing.
Yes, he is. I mean, I love what he's doing because let me ask you a question. The three games that the Tennessee Titans won, if Tony Pollard's not out there, they don't win. So you got to understand how valuable – he is to the Tennessee Titans team. And I know everybody wants Derrick Henry. That's outstanding. Derrick Henry is a phenomenal athlete. But if you don't have Tony Pollard on his team, you don't win three games. You're 0-13 as opposed to 3-10.
What can you take away from Burrow and Chase and the Bengals? They're 5-8. Playoff chances are slim. But they're playing at such a high level, Chris. What can you take away from is it just they don't want to lose the passion? What is it about them?
I mean, it's just that, just like what Brian Callahan said, sometimes the balls just don't bounce your way. I mean, they're putting up numbers. You got Joe Burrow that's throwing 32 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. You got Chase that has over 15 touchdowns. They're putting up the numbers, but they're just not calculating to win. So I don't know what it is. It's a mistake here, a mistake there, because if you look at the NFL, it's slim pickings of winning games. So you have to make every play. You have to make every catch. You have to make every throw. And I think sometimes if you make that one mistake, it's going to cost you the game. It's kind of like with the Tennessee Titans when they played the Jags last week when it was a 10-6. It was a horrible game, but the Jags made one or two plays to win the game. And if you look at the situation with the Cincinnati Bengals and the situation, yes, they're putting on the numbers, but then they have a bad situation happen in the game, and that's why they end up losing the game.
Did you ever go in the huddle with Steve and there was a play that you knew was going to score and Steve's like, just run?
No, there was a situation. We were playing the Atlanta Falcons. This was in 1999. We were watching film and we said, okay, if that safety blitzes, we do a side adjust. When I say a side adjust, I mean, say if I got a 20-yard comeback, we break it and run a slant. So we looked at the defense. We looked at that and we game, whatever, whatever. So we're in the game and all of a sudden it's the perfect coverage. The safety scrolls down and he looks at me. And right when he looks at me, we salivate in the mouth because we notice it's a touchdown. We run a slant. The safety blitzes. I run a slant, catch it, 46-yard touchdown. That's why you see two guys on the same page. And we looked at each other and we knew that if that joker blitzes, hey, strike the band up. It's a touchdown, Mac and Sanders. Let's go eat.
I love it. I love it. Chris, thanks as always. By the way, Big Joe is going to be with you and Derek on Sunday at JBJ's.
Come on, JoJo Dancer.
I am.
Let's go.
JoJo, what a great movie.
That's a bad movie.
it's about Richard Pryor, though, baby. Hey, let me ask you this before we let you go.
Sure.
Your athletic director at Ohio State is telling Ohio State fans to not sell tickets to Tennessee fans because he's afraid that Tennessee fans are going to take over the shoe.
Let me stop you right there. Chris picked Michigan, so like it doesn't matter.
All right, that's all I needed to hear.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you all so much. Bye-bye.
We appreciate you, Chris Sanders, Forever Titans. Right? He did pick Michigan against Ohio State and underdogs, and that's how he won the competition, basically. We still can't believe it. We'll come back with What Day Is It? And a special celebrity birthdays with a couple of friends of the show that we're going to let them participate in celebrity birthdays. That's all coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.